H2 a weekend drowned by 11 delivery boxes / H2. P in an old Yulin Road neighborhood of Chengdu, 29-year-old illustrator Su Wan pushed her door open one Saturday afternoon and tripped over 11 delivery boxes stacked to her chest by the entryway. She said they were half a year of add-on and looks like a deal purchases, most still unopened. The room was full of things that might be useful someday. / P. P. She sat down and calculated. Her 46-square-meter rental had less than 60% walkable space because the hallway, chair backs, and windowsill were all occupied by clutter. The absurd part was three boxes on top of the wardrobe holding 5-year unopened birthday gifts and a broken earphone. At that moment she felt the apartment was rented by the stuff, not lived in by her, / P. P. We often think storage means buy more boxes. Yet Su Wan already owned 19 storage boxes, which had become new clutter. The real root was not too few containers but stuffing before classifying. A box only locks chaos into a prettier cage, / P. P. That weekend she did one thing, opened all 11 boxes and asked of each item, did I use it last month? 23 long-term space hoggers were cleared on the spot, freeing half a table and a hallway. Classification is the one first step storage must not skip, / P. H2 the first principle of storage, classify first, buy containers later / H2. P the first principle of storage is simple, containers serve classification, not the other way around. Many people haul back a stack of clear boxes, then wonder what to fill them with, so same types scatter and different types share a box, messier than before. The order is reversed, / P. P. Su Wan later wrote the rule on a fridge note, no box until classified. She first sorted the whole home by usage scene and frequency, then chose a container per pile. Items in one pile share a slot only if shapes match, avoiding force fits, / P. P. The scale of classification matters too. 2 coarse, like a miscellaneous box, equals no sort. 2 fine, like a blue hair tie dedicated box, explodes maintenance cost. Her middle ground is 4 types, clothing, documents, consumables, sentimental items. These cover 90% of rental objects, each with its own logic / P. P greater than I redid it with her. The deepest lesson, classification turns the keep or not agony into a which type certainty. Decision cost drops sharply, storage becomes logic, not labor. She now clears once a quarter and never labels a box spare. / P. H2 professional analysis, the four-dimension method measured and contrasted / H2. P. We ran a full test of the four-dimension method and contrasted it with the traditional one miscellaneous box. Core data, before classifying, clutter took 41% of the 46-square-meter rental's walkable floor. After four-dimension sorting and clearing 23 idle items, it fell to 19%, releasing about 5.1 square meters of effective space, tape measured across halls and surfaces. That is a walk-in closet's area for free, / P. P. The framework is the four-dimension method, LIFO's storage matrix, crossing two axes, horizontal is high-frequency use, vertical is has a fixed home. The four quadrants are daily clothing, centralized documents, flowing consumables, kept sentimental items. Against the traditional one miscellaneous box catches all, the matrix gives every item one unique home. Times unable to find dropped from 3.2 to 0.4 per day, 2-week log, / P. P greater than a recognizable case is Su Wan's documents quadrant, ID, contracts, warranties were scattered in a drawer, a book, a makeup bag, searching the whole home for errands. Centralized into one A4 zip bag hung inside the entry, single search time fell from 6 minutes average to 40 seconds. A reproducible organizing experiment, / P. P. Actionable metrics, each type has exactly one fixed home, cannot find under one time daily, items in used over 90 days enter the clearance flow. Checklist. First, empty the whole home into four types. Second, pick one container per type with a scene label. Third, centralize documents in one bag at the entry. Fourth, front-facing display for consumables. Fifth, quarterly one-day review and clearance, / P. H2 clothing, by frequency, not by season slash H2. Peak clothing is most hostage to season thinking. Suwon used to pack by spring-summer and autumn-winter boxes. The summer blouse she wanted sat under winter boxes, one dig ruined a season. She switched to weekly worn slash occasional slash seasonal thirds, worn hung, occasional in an open basket, seasonal sealed, slash P. P. The key is defining high frequency by real wear, not shopping imagination. She logged 4 weeks and found 11 often worn pieces untouched for a month. Demoted on the spot, 2 wardrobe slots opened. She said classify by the body, not the label slash P. P folding also follows frequency, often worn rolled upright for 7 at a glance, occasional flat below, seasonal vacuum bagged under the bed. Take and return on one line, no flipping half the wardrobe for one item. Her clothes fell from 142 to about 96, still a week without repeat, slash P. P we measured, after, finding one garment averages 4 seconds versus about 30 before. Clothing classification pays not in time but in opening the wardrobe without annoyance. She said a rental's dignity starts with the wardrobe, slash P. H2 documents, one box per person, centralized slash H2. P documents are low frequency but high anxiety. Suwon centralized ID, passport, contracts, insurance, warranties, vaccine book into one A4 zip bag, then into a wall bag inside the entry. Rule, only this one spot in the home, never scattered in drawer depths, slash P. P digital backup 2, each document photographed to an encrypted cloud, named name underscore type underscore expiry. So even if the physical is lost, the digital works first, having anxiety. She calls this bag the rental's safety center, grabbed in one hand when moving, slash P. P paper slips sorted 2, current month's bills on a fridge magnetic clip, shredded when expired, lawn.